1500 and 2000 UTC.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Greetings, Voice of America listeners. I'm Muck Bill Yarborough in for Sonny Young. Today's show will consist of UEFA Champions League discussion with my VOA colleague, Kali Abdu, live here in the studio. We'll also have the return of Ja Morant to help his Memphis Grizzlies to get a win over the New Orleans Pelicans. All of that and so much more. But let's get into the December 20th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Starting off the show with some NBA news. Ja Morant capped off a strong 34-point season debut with a spinning dribble in the lane to set up a game-winning floater as time expired in the Memphis Grizzlies' 115-113 victory over the New Orleans Pelicans. The Grizzlies, who entered on a five-game skid, were 6-for-19 during Morant's 25-game suspension for his social media antics with guns. Trailed by 24 points in the first half, Jaren Jackson Jr. scored 24 points and Desmond Bain had 21 for Memphis, which also snapped the Pelicans' four-game win streak. Brandon Ingram scored 34 points for New Orleans, but Zion Williamson's times on the court was limited by foul trouble and he finished with just 13 points. In other exciting games from last night, the Golden State Warriors beat the Boston Celtics in an overtime thriller, 132-126. Steph Curry led the Warriors with 33 points and made 6 three-pointers after going 0-for-8 from three-point land in his last game. Staying with basketball, Philadelphia 76ers basketball star Joel Embiid is inspiring children in his birthplace of Yaoundé, Cameroon. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2023, Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
Young Bama Francis trains with about 20 of his peers at a community basketball pitch in Longkak, a neighborhood in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé. The 11-year-old says he and the other teenagers have big dreams.
I want to be a big star like Joel Embiid. I enjoy watching on TV, on NBA. And I asked my father, and my father said he used to play basketball on this very pitch at Longkak.
It is on this very pitch that one of the best basketball players on the planet, Joel Embiid, had his humble beginnings, which eventually made him to travel to America at the age of 16. Daniel Akonu was Embiid's teammate, roommate, and very close friend at Kosenge Basketball Club in Yaoundé. Akonu remembers how the beginning was tough for Embiid. Akonu said he also wanted to travel to America, but God had different plans for him. He says he feels proud that Embiid made it where he could not and valuably represents Cameroon. Among Embiid's admirers is Didier Bidiers, who in 2011 was director of Mba Amote Camp that assembles and helps talented basketball players to live their dreams. Embiid took part at the camp.
We discovered that Joel had a great potential at just 15. He was 2.9 meters tall and that was great for the team. We thought it was a good opportunity to give him the chance to participate in the youth NBA games in South Africa, even though initially no one trusted his talent.
Didier adds that basketball has lifted Embiid from an unknown person in Cameroon to a world superstar.
Joel Embiid, comme lui-même le dit, son histoire est un film.
Joel Embiid used to say his journey is a miraculous one because he sustained an injury in 2014 on the eve of his pre-selection for Philadelphia side. He had to spend 3 extra years down before officially playing his first game on October 29, 2017 against Thunders, and he got 29 points.
Ils vont gagner le championnat.
But Embiid's decision to become both a French and US citizen in 2022 is causing strong reactions in his country of birth, Cameroon. Many Cameroonians say he should have returned home to help Cameroon's national basketball team that is keeping the dream of qualifying to their first men's Olympic basketball tournament alive after winning their first continental title in the sport. Fabien Onana, however, says Embiid can play for either France or America, but his love for Cameroon never fits.
Bon, en tant que joueur Embiid, en tant que jeune Camerounais, de venir investir au Cameroun.
He says Joel Embiid has already inspired thousands of Cameroonian youths to love and play basketball. Onana says Embiid told Cameroon state broadcaster CRTV that he will give assistance to his country of birth by constructing modern basketball courts and equipping basketball teams. He says Embiid remains a patriot and Cameroon's ambassador in the basketball world.
C'est un modèle. Aller loin et ne pas oublier ses origines. C'est louable.
The NBA announced that 29-year-old Embiid was most valuable player in May 2023. The player who left Cameroon in 2012 to pursue basketball in the United States is the second African to have been awarded the distinction after Nigeria's Hakeem Olajuwon in 1994. Embiid's rise to basketball glory is a huge inspiration for Cameroonian basketball players and youths yearning to play the game. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Moki Edwin Kinzeka in Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Now making our way over to the football pitch and some UEFA Champions League action, I have in studio with me my VOA colleague and football analyst, Kali Abdu. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports, Kali.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Let's get right into it. The Champions League draw happened on Monday. Can you give us a rundown on the scheduled matchups?
Sure thing. Copenhagen will play Manchester City, while RB Leipzig will play Real Madrid, and PSG will face Real Sociedad. Lazio play Bayern Munich. PSV will face Dortmund, while Inter Milan will play Atletico Madrid. It's going to be a crazy defensive game. Porto meets Arsenal, and Napoli plays Barcelona.
All right. So if we are to take your expertise in this, just from what it looks like, what teams do you think are the favorites in their respective matchups?
Just straight up, I say Man City will face Real Madrid. Mm-hmm. PSG will face possibly Arsenal. PSG will face Arsenal. Bayern will play, I think, Inter Milan. And Dortmund most likely will scale through as well. And the only one I'm not sure about is Napoli-Barcelona.
Because to me, what I feel like is Barcelona, when everyone was healthy, could really run through any team here.
Yeah.
But they've been on a bit of a slump, right? A lot of injuries, a lot of issues. They're not really clicking. But Napoli is starting to click.
True.
So it's kind of like they're both meeting each other in an instance where
50-50.
Absolutely, it's a toss-up.
Yeah.
So if you were to toss a coin, Napoli or Barcelona, what do you
think? I would go Napoli, because they have players that can win games on their own. Whereas Barcelona, you know, they have amazing players, but like you said, right now, they're not so hot.
I think Victor is definitely Victor Osimhen. He is a game changer for Napoli. Will be interesting to see what he does for AFCON as well, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any potential upsets that you think may happen?
You know, the one that I'm looking at it, and I think PSG facing Sociedad may be an upset. PSG is strong favorite in my opinion, but they're facing a Sociedad team that topped their group.
Yeah, and Real Sociedad, really, when you think about it, are, you know, for what it's worth, they did really well in that respective group.
Yeah.
But when you think La Liga, do you really think Sociedad? No,
yeah, because I mean, they're playing great football right now.
They're playing amazing football.
And PSG, like you say, you know, PSG has great you know, talent, but as a team, they're not as cohesive as Sociedad. So, you know, with football,
it's all about that fluidity.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I like that one. You have any other in mind potentially?
Yeah, I mean, don't underestimate Leipzig. You know, Leipzig, Real Madrid. It's a really good game to look at because although Real Madrid are very hot at the moment, you know, when you meet teams from Germany, anything can happen. You know, so I'm looking at that and question mark. City are definitely going to have, you know, have it easy, you know. But I think the most interesting matchups would be in the quarterfinals.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I'm thinking. But for now, I think those teams that I mentioned, I say they're gonna win their games. Although, man, mm-hmm. your team Arsenal. Mm-hmm. Watch out, you know. It's not going to be done and dusted. No, yeah. No.
But honestly, of all the group, the potential teams that Arsenal could have faced, I think Porto is...
It's not bad?
It's not bad, yeah. I don't think it's bad.
I think you guys should watch out.
Because... Oh, yeah. No, absolutely, absolutely.
Because
no.
If you think about it that way, you may be surprised. So if I'm Arteta, I'm saying, listen, guys... This is a Champions League, mm-hmm. round of 16.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate them. But that's why I'm even saying Real Madrid, too. Matter of fact, everybody,
right.
you know, at this stage, when you think about it, you know, they gotta go into these games and be ready for anything.
Interestingly enough, Leipzig, when they played City last year, they beat City first go around.
Exactly.
But then City came back, right?
Right.
So you're right. I mean, this is a Champions League. This is a league of champions across Europe. So absolutely every team here is supposed to be here for a reason. I think, interestingly, what you mentioned about Arteta, Arsenal's manager, is that he has to come into it with the mentality of understanding that Porto, they've been the champions of Portugal for years.
Mm.
This is a team with a rich history, and they have that pride as well. So will they allow a team who's just now coming back into champs, right? Because Porto's still been in champs, whereas Arsenal's just coming back in from 2017.
Yeah.
Even though they're a hotter team, they might be a better collective team. Porto's still very dangerous. I saw some of their games. They're very dangerous.
Yeah. Although they've kind of been shaky lately. They've had some questionable losses in the last Champions League ties. But still, you know, they have a lot of pedigree and experience. So you got to watch out for them.
What's your take on Bayern versus Lazio?
Bayern are going to wipe the floor with them. Because I watch Serie A every week. That's why. Lazio are not doing so hot right now.
Right.
Whereas Bayern are, you know.
Yeah, they're hot.
They're hot. Mm-hmm. Kane is top, you know, top scorer in Europe at the moment.
What'd they say? Harry Kane just broke the record for fastest player to score 20 goals in Bundesliga.
Yeah.
14 games?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's doing very well. So that's why, you know, Lazio will have a hard time, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. On a different tangent, quickly, Harry Kane, did you think Harry Kane was going to have that level of success when he went to... the Bundesliga?
Absolutely.
You thought so?
Yeah, absolutely. I think any team he plays in, he'll have the same success.
Mm.
He's at the level of performance of Messi, players like Messi, Ronaldo, in my opinion.
Wow. You can
expect him to deliver. Mm. National team, club, anywhere you put him.
Yeah, I mean, the English national team has been behind him for some years.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been a huge fan. Maybe it's because he played for Tottenham.
Yeah, that's why. That's why.
But yeah, he definitely does perform, though. Yeah. It's great to see what he's doing with Bayern.
Absolutely.
Okay. Lastly, if we were to go Inter Milan, Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that game?
In my opinion, that's the best game of the round because those are two teams that play very, I call it concrete football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they die on the pitch.
Yeah.
You know, two banks of four, park the bus, if you will call it. Both teams will do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you use a boxing analogy, just to compare, it'd be like two sluggers going at it, you know, kind of similar styles. You don't know which way it will go. So I think it would be a very interesting game. Also because Inter Milan are really good right now.
Right, but interestingly enough, parking the bus, right, for those that may not know, it's just when the defense, when the entire... all the players become defenders, right? We saw it with Manchester United this past weekend. But this is an Italian style of football.
Yeah.
The Italian national team has been doing it for years.
Yeah.
You know, Serie A has been doing it for some time. Interestingly, why do you think Atletico Madrid would take that same approach? And the reason why I'm just saying that is because they have two of the top scorers in champs right now with Griezmann and Morata, right?
Yeah.
So they have the firepower to score, and it's being split between the two. But it's dangerous when you play too much of an attacking game because the counter on Inter would be...
Yeah, so people forget that parking the bus, you know, just for the most part is counterattacking football. So that's what Atletico thrives on, is they put two banks of four and then there's space in front for the attackers to run into. Mm-hmm. But Inter play the exact same way. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have two teams playing counterattacking football for 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. I just think Atletico Madrid have mastered, you know, the art of defending, and they have that experience. Whereas Inter Milan, in my opinion, have better attackers right now. But like you say, Antoine Griezmann is a top scorer, so you kind of have to back him there. So again, when I measure it like that, I think they're pretty even.
No, absolutely. This is the Sunny Side of Sports, and we are having a UEFA Champions League conversation here with my VOA colleague, Kali Abdu, as well as AFCON. Let's now shift gears to Africa Cup of Nations in Ivory Coast. Sir. I will be there, on the ground in Ivory Coast. I'm super excited to see, you know, all these amazing teams come together. This is going to be a tournament for the ages. Talk to me a little bit about what you guys are thinking from the perspective of the podcast. You, Mike Hove,
right.
Sonny will be handling the podcast portion, and I'll be jumping in with you guys on a weekly basis.
Yeah, it should be fun. I mean, we're going to take a look at Senegal, who won the last AFCON, in Cameroon, Egypt, you know, with Mo Salah there. Egypt has, you know, the most AFCON trophies ever with seven, so you got to expect them to do something there. And then there's, you know, Morocco, man, the darling of Africa right now, you know, in this sport. So we're going to be expecting a lot from them. Then you have the other teams like Cameroon with their experience and pedigree, Ghana, Nigeria, and then Ivory Coast, the host, with the amount of talent that they have. So it's going to be a cracking tournament. Don't forget Algeria, who also represented themselves well at the last World Cup. It should be very interesting, you know, to see who will stand out. I think Morocco is number one on my list, but again, you never know with football.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. I think Morocco, simply from what they did in the World Cup and having that same core group, their coach, Regri, he just received the award for Best African Coach of the Year as well when they had the CAF Awards as well.
Amazing.
Huge, you know. Yeah. So I think that, yeah, Morocco, it would be difficult to go against them initially at the top. But I'm telling you, Kali, Ivory Coast. And I'm not just saying this because I want the Ivorians to show me love when I go down there, you know. But I'm telling you, Ivory Coast, what they showed us in that World Cup qualifiers is showing a team that, man, they dig deep. They're very well coached.
They have ballers.
But they're also a team that maybe folks are looking at them as a sleeper team.
True.
But we've seen it happen in multiple tournaments.
Yeah.
The host nation, you get that extra oomph when you're playing in front of your home crowd. So, dark horse in the race, I'm calling Ivory Coast. And they're in the group with Nigeria.
You know? Oh, that'd be cracking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a good one. I'm just looking over at some of the initial games. Ivory Coast versus Guinea-Bissau, opening game. Mm. Nigeria versus Equatorial Guinea.
Yeah.
Egypt versus Mozambique. Ghana, Cape Verde, Senegal, Gambia, Cameroon, and Guinea, Algeria, Angola. So it seems to me like the theme is all the first games for the big hitting teams seem like they're games should go their way.
Right, right.
But that's not how football works,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
I keep saying that. You never know. It should be interesting. Ultimately, you know, when you talk about Nigeria, Equatorial Guinea, I believe they played each other. I'm not entirely sure on this, but I think they played each other and Nigeria had a very hard time recently. So you never know. You go in these games and, you know, you put your best foot forward and hope for the best. I mean, Nigeria still has players like Victor Osimhen and Boniface who can win you a game by themselves. So I'm still going to place them up there, but I'm going to say it again. You never know in football.
Let's talk about Boniface for a quick second. Bayer Leverkusen
is
playing out of their minds.
Absolutely.
At the top of the Bundesliga, this was not expected.
Man, Xabi Alonso, what a job.
He's doing a stellar job, but now a lot of different clubs are going to be looking at him. The bigger clubs are going to be looking at him to replace maybe some management. But what has Boniface meant for that team?
He just came out of nowhere and just performing out of his skin. The team, the Leverkusen team, are playing beyond everybody's expectations. So I will give kudos to Xavi Alonso for finding a way to get the best out of these guys. I'm going to give him the credit for how well Boniface is doing because, like I say, Boniface is just out of nowhere, just shot up. And I think that, there's a lot more to come. He has a high ceiling. If he continues in that trajectory, you're going to see one of the best strikers in the world.
Absolutely. Lastly, right before we get going, I know we could continue this conversation for an hour long, but if you were to choose, if you could give me 3, 4, maybe 5 players max that you are looking forward to seeing in AFCON perform, it doesn't necessarily have to be goal scorers, because sometimes I think we glorify the goal scorers a lot, but difference makers from a player's perspective.
Just straight up, Bono. For Morocco, it's my number one pick. You have to put Mo Salah in there because of what he means to the sport. You put players like Osimhen and Boniface. And then, Sadio Mane, even though he's playing in a different league, and he's not in Europe, but still you have to put him in there. And, I don't know. Who are you looking at?
Pretty much everybody that you mentioned, I think I'm cool with those picks. I think, though, Mohamed Kudus.
Yes.
Yeah, Kudus, come on, bro, come on.
How can I forget Kudus?
Mohamed Kudus,
Ghana.
I think he's going to play exceptionally
well.
He's
flying right now.
Yeah, he's really hot right now. But also, I think Onana, man. Like, I think with United, I'm telling you right now, man, he's going to go home and play for his home country and showcase to people what he did last year with Inter when he was one of the best goalies.
True.
And the problem is not him.
Yes. Let me just leave you with this.
Yes.
Yes, but maybe no, because in the World Cup, he had problems with the coach Song that he had to even quit the World Cup, if you remember.
I remember.
Because he didn't want to play how the coach wanted him to play. So that may be, I don't know. I think they've resolved the issues.
Yeah.
But that may be something to look at. But let's not forget, he has the best.
Absolutely.
Record in the Premier League right now.
We will be back with more in the coming days. Kali, thank you so much for being with
us
today.
Thanks for having me.
Staying with world football, in 2023, former Chelsea star and two-time African Footballer of the Year Didier Drogba launched a campaign that warned of a fake agent scam that targets young players in the sport. My VOA colleague Gwen Uten looks back on Drogba's campaign and his efforts to raise awareness about fake agents who take advantage of footballers, particularly across Africa. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Mokbill. For years, young footballers have fallen prey to big money schemes by fake agents who peddle false promises of fame and fortune. Players and their families are often conned into paying large sums of money for opportunities in the top leagues in Europe that don't materialize. And the scam is particularly widespread in developing countries across Africa. This year, former Chelsea star Didier Drogba announced he's partnered with Global Soccer Players Union FIFPro and the International Labor Organization with the mission to protect young African players from agent exploitation. And in an animated campaign video, Drogba issued this warning: be careful who you trust.
Yes, you play well. He offers you a trial at a club abroad. He tells you he knows you'll get a contract because you're that good. All you have to do is pay the agent and all your dreams come true. Not so fast. Are you sure you can trust this person? Some of our friends paid their entire family's savings, everything they had, but they never played abroad. Instead, they were left stranded at an airport or in a shabby space under a stadium with 20 others, or living under a bridge, or even thrown in jail in Asia. And I'm not talking about one player, but thousands, just like you, with the same hopes and dreams, have been cheated and left with nothing. Please, I need you to hear this. Be very careful with who you trust. Never trust a person who wants your money. And before you commit to anything, you must contact your player union. I don't want you to be the next.
In 2023, FIFPro surveyed over 200 male and female players from 7 African countries: Botswana, Cameroon, DR Congo, Ghana, Kenya, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. And the survey found that more than 70% had been approached by a fake agent who promised to help them move to another club. More than half were offered a trial but did not receive one. And over 40% of the players contacted never received a contract that they were prepared to sign. FIFPro revealed that in the worst-case scenario, many players find themselves stranded abroad without money to return home. And Drogba says eager young players are most at risk.
I want to say something. And this goes to every football players. Your best agent is not the guy you will trust. The best agent you can have is yourself and your performances. This never lies. So the more you perform, the more clubs are coming to watch you play. So this is something that we should not forget. It's your performance that gets the attention and of the clubs or of good agents. Then you have to check if he's listed in the FIFA agents list that will be available from the 1st of October. I think this is how it should work, but we really keen, I mean, discussing more about it with you and find solutions for you to impact the community more.
And as Drogba mentioned, effective October 1st, 2023, every working football agent must be licensed by FIFA. The new regulation has been put in place to filter out fake agents. And Drogba says that same vigilance must extend beyond FIFA and football federations.
The best place is to spread the message also in schools, not only in football academies, because sometimes talents don't only come from academies, but we're trying to reach the most stakeholders and people we can. And as I said before, this is not just a campaign just for the moment. This is something that will last. So we are really ready to receive a lot of ideas and to put them into place and make sure we have the most impact possible, because this is something that we have to tackle.
Didier Drogba is one of the most successful African players in Premier League history. The former Ivory Coast international scored 164 goals for Chelsea and clinched 4 league titles, 4 FA Cups, 3 League Cups, and the Champions League with the club. The 2-time Premier League Golden Boot winner posted a Twitter message about his newly launched campaign that read, "This partnership with FIFA Pro Africa and the ILO appealed to me because we educate and empower young players who will no longer be fooled by fake agents. Africa needs young, talented players to grow up in the continent." Didier Drogba concludes that with the help of federations, he hopes to create a better environment for players that stay in their countries to make a living from their football career. And that is all from me, Mokbill. Back over to you.
I'm Mokbill. Thank you, Gwen. Thank you, Gwen. I'm Mokbill Yabro in Washington, in for Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.